It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show with Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. We're talking this morning with Heidi Williams, who is the director of Ingham County Animal Control, finishing up her first year in control over at Ingham County. And boy, you sure picked a crazy first year to have. But Heidi, one of the things that intrigues me, you mentioned as we were chatting between the break, was that this was a pretty good year for dog adoptions. Explain what you mean by that to our listeners.
Yeah, so when we get in dogs, whether it be a transfer from another shelter or an owner surrender, they typically go up on the adoption floor within 48 hours. And those dogs, once they go up for adoption, they're normally out of our shelter. Our average length of stay is about 6 days for dogs. So when I took over, our average length of stay was 17 days for dogs. So again, is it the pandemic and the supply and demand issue, or I like to think it's a combination of that and our fear-free sheltering procedures that we adopted about a year ago. I think it's a combination, but time will tell once the pandemic is over and people go back to their normal lives. We'll see if the need for dog adoptions is still up, but it's been really great to watch the dogs getting adopted quickly. It's awesome.
Now, Heidi, when it comes to the types of dogs that you're still seeing, in the past, there was at least a belief, I believe, that most of them were bully breeds or bully related. But I imagine that that's still not the case, or in fact, is it?
Yeah, it pretty much is. I'd say probably 70% of what we adopt out is a bully breed or bully mix of some type. But we do also get other breeds. For some reason this year, we've gotten a lot of German Shepherds, which is odd. But we've had a lot of German Shepherds. We get lab mixes. What we don't see in our shelter a lot of is the smaller breeds. Occasionally we get some smaller breeds, but for the most part, it's the bully mixes.
Now, could you maybe clarify for the listening audience? People are certainly available, familiar with the Humane Society and animal control. Would the variety of animals that the Humane Society brings in, the types of animals that they bring in, would they be different or similar to the dogs that you would bring in?
They're going to be substantially different. The Humane Society does go out of state and bring up dogs from other states, which is not a bad thing. There's definitely a need for dogs in the state. So, yeah, they'll bring up a wide variety of dogs. Because we're a municipal shelter, we do get a lot of dogs surrendered to us, or we find dogs on the street. Owners don't claim them, and most of them are the bully breeds. But we have begun working with a lot of other municipal shelters in the state of Michigan, and we're transferring dogs in from other shelters. So we will get a little bit more of a variety sometimes. But again, most of what we're dealing with are the bully breeds.
So let's say somebody says, I want to go to animal control and essentially help the cause. Not that it sounds like you need too much help right now, because animals are only then there for a few days. But what type of services or opportunity is there for somebody to become more knowledgeable about how to handle a dog, whether it happens to be a bully breed or not? You know, maybe when they were growing up, they had some, you know, negative encounters. Maybe they have some anxieties. Maybe they just don't know how to feel. Maybe let's say they don't know how to feel about a bully breed. Is there individuals there they can talk to? Is there any kind of opportunity to kind of share or resources you send them to?
We don't have any type of formal program for that, but we do have a behaviorist on staff. We actually hired her in October of this year, got a part-time position approved because we recognize the need for post-adoption support, as well as she does the animal enrichment. She does all of the assessments of the dogs before they're adopted, temperament tests, things like that. she's an awesome resource, and we're hoping to be able to hire her full time in the near future. And we would like to actually start up a program similar to what you mentioned, as far as people being able to come in, ask questions, get some basic dog training, dog handling experience, things like that. That's something that we really see a need for in the community. But for our volunteers, if you do want to volunteer and you want to become a dog handler, Roxanne will train volunteers on the different levels of dog handling, and she'll work closely with you. But that's something that you kind of have to work your way up the ladder a little bit. You start out at a basic volunteer level, and then you work your way up to handling dogs. But now, that's something that we can do.
Yeah, that may not be a bad idea for somebody that really wants to kind of get close to the idea of having a dog, hasn't either been around it or have had negative experiences, and, you know, provides the person an exposure opportunity.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And, you know, I beg people to give the bully breeds a chance. I was actually bit by a pit bull when I was younger, and I was terrified of them for years. And I'll admit, even coming into the shelter, I had preconceived notions about the breed. But I tell you what, it's getting whittled away pretty darn quick, because I've met some really, really nice bully breeds. Pits are actually really awesome dogs. They're not unlike any other dog. If they're raised right, and, you know, they can be awesome family dogs. There are some bad ones. There are some bad German Shepherds. There are some rotten Chihuahuas. There are, you know, like any other breed. But, yeah, I beg people to give them a chance.
Well, I would say you could bring on a cat behaviorist, but I don't know if cats are trainable, so I guess we'll stick with the dogs.
Cats actually are trainable, Lee. They really are. And I didn't believe it. I've owned cats my whole life, and I thought, nah, they train us. But Roxanne has actually been teaching some of our cats how to shake and teaching them some new tricks. So it's been fun to watch.
I can imagine. So now, Heidi, the one thing that has me not understanding how you've been able to come through it is that during this past year, I don't believe you guys have done your normal troop of fundraisers, and I'm trying to figure out how the heck do you manage a new building and maintain staff and do all of this stuff, and there's no fundraising going on. Where's the money coming from?
So we are incredibly blessed that the residents of Ingham County voted a millage to build the shelter. And there's some millage money that's left over that we've been able to utilize in different places that we need. We also have the Ingham County Animal Shelter Fund, which is the 501c3 that's attached to us, and they are able to provide us with certain things that we need. But it's been a challenge. Yeah, we haven't been able to do the Woofer Walk, the Easter egg hunt, the soiree, all of our normal big fundraisers we haven't been able to do this year. And going forward, we probably won't be able to do this year yet. We're not scheduling anything for the rest of the year, just not knowing what it looks like. We did do a pop can fundraiser last spring, and what I thought would, you know, be $500-$600 turned into almost $6,000, which was awesome. So we're definitely looking at out-of-the-box ways to continue to raise money. But I've also seen that the community has been incredibly supportive this last year. They've recognized the fact that we've had struggles with fundraising, and we're getting money sent to us pretty constantly throughout this last year, whether it be $10 donations, several thousand dollars people have donated for the food bank so that we can keep those up and running. So really, I mean, Ingham County is an amazing community, and boy, they love their pets, and they support us, and it's wonderful.
Well, it also makes me wonder about the investigator that you've typically had. I know that has been largely through donations. Are you still able to do that at this point?
So right now we don't have a dedicated cruelty investigator, but we do have a number of officers that have a lot of investigatory experience, and they're still out there investigating. But as far as a dedicated cruelty investigator, no, we don't have that position right now. That is something that I would love to see again in the future, but time will tell. We'll have to see budget-wise and millage-wise and how that works out.
And how does it work into the finances as far as your adoptions are up? The time that they stay there is less. Does that translate into a better financial or no?
you know, minorly, yes. We've got the positions budgeted. We've got the food budgeted. We've got, you know, the lights keeping on in the building and that stuff. That's all kind of your standard line item budget items. But it certainly doesn't hurt. The lower amount of times that animals are there, the less it costs us in feed and care. You know, adoption, the money we get from adoptions, I'll be honest, doesn't even really cover our expenses for those animals. By the time you figure out surgeries and staff care and food and, you know, that kind of stuff, the, you know, money that we charge for an adoption is a pretty darn good deal for people. And we're not in this to make a profit on the animals. I want to make that really clear with people. We're in this to provide a service. But our fees as far as owner redemption fees, our enforcement fees, those have all been down this year because we haven't been able to really go out and do license enforcement, things like that, because of the COVID risk. And I won't put my staff or the public at risk just to make money. I won't do that. So that's been down. So it's probably offset. I haven't really had a chance to look at the final budget numbers yet. But I'm guessing it's probably going to be about a wash.
Well, Heidi, we need to take one more break. But when we come back, we'll talk about the spring and upcoming and how people can take care of their animals with Heidi Williams, Director of Ingham County Animal Control, right here on 1320 WILS.